Tip number three is what I would call be an inspector. Now, by saying be an inspector, I don't mean change your job. I do mean try to think like them. That way, you're one step ahead of what's likely to happen. It's not easy, and I know that. These guys are well trained, in fact very well trained, on investigation techniques. So what can we do to get back on a level playing field? Well, the next question I've got for you, and again, you've got to answer honestly, is when was the last time you read any of HMRC's manuals on their website? A long time ago or never? If that's the answer, you're missing a trick. I know you're going to say that you don't need to read the revenues manuals because you've got one or other of the wealth of reference material that's available to us as practitioners, but there's nothing wrong in that. I use them myself regularly. The other criticism I hear from practitioners is that they don't want to use the HMRC manuals because they're too pro-revenue. It is true that the HMRC manuals are the guidance for the inspectors of HMRC, and it is for their own interpretation of the legislation and how it should be applied. I've got no problem with that. It's fair that inspectors have guidance just like we do, and it makes sense that their guidance give their views and interpretations. But the point I am making is that in an investigation, you disregard this material at your peril. Ignore it, and you will not know what or how the inspector is encouraged or even instructed to approach each part of the investigation. If you read it, you don't have to agree with it. Our own reference material gives the practitioner's perspective, but at least use the revenues material to understand where and how the inspector will plan to take the investigation. It's like I said earlier, it's all about control, and you can't control something if you have no knowledge of it. Take a tip from me. Go to the HMRC website. That's www.hmrc.gov.uk. In the top right-hand corner, click on Tax Agents, and then down the right-hand side, click on Manuals, and they're all there for you to review. If it's an investigation query, then look for the inquiry manual. Like I said, you might not agree with the content, but you will at least know how the inspector is told to conduct his investigation.